Naomi Turner is a crone. Seriously, that's what she calls herself. It's typically an unflattering term, but she uses it proudly.
I've been a crone for 20 years. I'm okay with that. I think it's funny. I think it's fun. The maiden is the young woman before puberty. The mother is from puberty to the end of the reproductive cycle. And then past that, past menopause, is the crone.
But Naomi doesn't see her cronehood as the end of her life. She spent the past 9 years chasing a new passion, writing a musical. It all started at her 60th birthday party, when Naomi received an unusual gift, a bolt of inspiration.
My dear friend, Wilderness Sarchild, wrote a poem about aging, and she gave it to me with my birthday present, and it was delightful.
So here's Wilderness.
Hags and crones and bags of bone, the time is short this life on loan.
As the party went on, Naomi and her friends started joking about writing a musical.
Let's do arm flaps, the musical, back fat, the musical. We started just making up silly things about aging.
Though it started as a joke, the idea took root in their minds. Wrinkles the Musical was born.
Hey there, everybody. It's the Wrinkles Review. We've got a lot to say. We'll be sharing it with you.
The show really is empowering for older women. It shows every issue that you deal with in aging, in terms of illness, in terms of loss, in terms of joy, in terms of friendships and relationships.
Ain't easy carrying all these years. I'm a bundle of laughter, a bushel of tears.
It's all about life.
My body might look like it's in decay, but believe me, sister, I still have lots to say.
Naomi and Wilderness started working on Wrinkles in 2008. Neither had ever written a musical before, so they started with something more familiar, talking to people.
The show is all based on true stories. We interviewed over 100 women on Cape Cod over a period of 8 years, and these are their real stories.
A lot of the anecdotes were collected through workshops rather than formal interviews.
It wasn't so much about asking questions, it was about, tell us your story. Then we would have them act out their stories or dance their stories.
We're proud of all our wrinkles. We've earned them through and through.
Wrinkles premiered last May at the Cape Cod Theater Company in West Harwich. The musical follows 8 women in a Florida retirement community as they prepare to put on a performance for their monthly condo meeting.
Wrinkles we got, loose skin, so what? Hot flash we burn, old times we yearn, but even in this glaring light.
The music was written by Malcolm Granger and Jason Howland. The cast was mostly made up of women living on Cape Cod. Some were seasoned performers, and some were taking to the stage for the first time.
It was sold out. Maybe not the first week, but from then on, it was absolutely a sellout, not a seat left in the house.
The show ran for 6 weeks.
It's very, very funny. It's comical. It's shocking. It's funny for everybody as they age. And so you have to be able to laugh at that. And then the other things, you have to be able to cry at that because, you know, every year, the older you get, the more you lose, the more friends you lose, the more hearing you might lose, the more eyesight you might, you know. So it's largely about loss and accepting loss and still feeling like a powerful human being.
So call me a hag, a crone, or a witch, but you may not yet.
We can be strong and intelligent and powerful women as long as we're able.
Stir the cauldron, not wear a stitch, a naked bitch, a wise old witch.
For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Ilana Weinstein in Chatham.